listening to Miller and Moulton, exclusively on the Florida Sports Network. And now, here's Mark Miller and David Moulton.
A very exciting bonus hour of Miller and Moulton on this hump day, the first day of February. Tom Brady is retired again. Posted it on his Twitter account at, I believe, 8:13 in the morning. I mean, to the minute, I believe it was 8:13. We were just wrapping up our interview with Bud Elliott when we were going to break, and we go to break at 14 after the hour, and the first indication that Brady had retired. So I believe he posted it 8:12, 8:13 a.m., Tom Brady announcing he is retired for good, even poking a little fun at himself, saying, yes, I know, again.
Yeah, I used the heartfelt, sympathetic retirement a year ago.
Right.
That's Can't been used up. Can't do it twice.
Can't have the big speech and, you know, 8-paragraph release and all that. So he had a less than 1-minute statement. Go to Tom Brady's Twitter handle and watch it. We played it for you earlier. We may play it again. But, Mark, this is exciting.
Exciting?
This is exciting. Yes, this is exciting. See, in our third act, all right, we're syndicated in 3 other markets. But we're only syndicated from 6 to 9 a.m.
Right.
So not 9 to 10 a.m. we've referred to as the bonus hour. All right? But because we're syndicated in other markets, we don't give out a phone number because we don't want to just give out the local 239 number to other markets.
Sounds a little rinky-dink.
Yes, it makes the show sound smaller. So, you know, we take comments on the Twitch chat room and text line and, you know, all that.
So we're going to do something historic today is what you're telling me. Perhaps.
Yes.
Perhaps. I mean, I can't say you, the listener, could engage in something historic on this show.
In our third act, we have not taken a phone call.
Did we take one in our second act?
Yes.
You're right. A couple of times we did.
Yes, we did. It didn't go well, okay, but we did. So we're going to do what most every sports talk show in the country can do easily and will do readily today. For this, the bonus hour, we will take your calls. Here's the funny thing. We had to find out what the phone number was before this segment started. We believe it is 239-992-5877.
Yeah, I called it. Felipe answered and everything. It worked. But if you don't want to call and you don't want to participate, it does not make this show as historic as it could well be.
So, you know, like as Trenton in our Twitch chat room says, will this mean we get the return of Jameel and Lehi, whom we have not spoken to since our first act? All right. I don't know. Neither one of us knows what's going to happen here. This is the first time Miller and Moulton have taken phone calls on this station since the spring of 2016.
We never have taken a call as Tom Brady as a Buccaneer, at least on this station.
And now we're taking phone calls because Tom Brady has retired. Again. And my guess is we'll screw this up. It'll be awkward and you know, make us sound as small as we don't want to be.
But, and we may never do it again.
Right.
It's up to you at this point. This is the end all be all. We're going to attempt to do something that, well, Miller and Moulton haven't done in a long, long time.
Right.
And it took Tom Brady retiring for us to take phone calls.
Yeah. I mean, this is historic. This is a BFD. And so your reaction to Tom Brady retiring.
Let's go to the phones, David. Here we go. Oh, boy.
Okay. All right. First up, we got Roger. He is originally from Cincinnati, but he lives in Naples now.
That's the last part is what we're
That's really all we really need. The Cincinnati not as relevant. But Roger, welcome to the show. How are you?
I'm doing fine, sir. How are you today?
Doing great. What's on your mind?
A couple things on my mind. First of all, Tom Brady, the greatest of all time, probably should have never come out of retirement. I think we're all aware of that. Actually saw him play against my Bengals up in Tampa, and you know, he just didn't seem to have the same skills that he once had, and I thought he'd probably retire. Everything he wanted, you could take one of these quarterbacks and put out there, and they'd win the Super Bowl if they had all the check boxes that he wanted checked. That's just my opinion, but I'm glad to see him retire. I respect him. I think he's the greatest of my lifetime, if not the greatest of all time.
Thanks for the call. Appreciate it. 992-5877 is the phone number if you want to dial us up and your thoughts on Tom Brady, or for that matter, anything else at this point. I mean, 80 for Brady if you want to break that down for us. Did it make you vomit?
And you had to have been with us last segment. Okay, Seth Everett, you know, in describing the movie, said A, it was better than the Pro Bowl. B, it didn't suck. C, the ending did make me vomit. Okay. So basically, if you're watching it, he says, watch about 80% of the movie. After all, it is 80 for Brady. And then, you know, he wins the Super Bowl at the end. There you go. Spoiler alert. But yes, Tom Brady, a little less than an hour ago, announcing his retirement. No one broke the story. Tom Brady did.
Aaron Rodgers, you're on the clock.
Right. By the way, he did say something, Aaron Rodgers, yesterday on his weekly appearance on the Pat McAfee show that was interesting. He said, you know, the Packers have been having organizational meetings about me, and they haven't included me. And I find that interesting because, I think he's got a no-trade clause. I mean, I think they do have to go to him, I believe, and, like, work this out. They can't just send him to the Arizona Cardinals.
Correct.
I think he has to agree to where it is he's going to go. So he was just pointing out. I find that interesting. They're discussing my future without talking to me, and I have a no-trade clause. Well, interesting. He just left it at that.
You know, the fact of the matter is they've probably had a few of those conversations about his future without him in the room. They don't need him in the room to have conversations about him.
Well, I
know
agree.
I know he thinks that they need to have him in the room for every conversation that they have about anything, but it doesn't work that way.
992-5877. You want to call Miller and Moulton, all right? Comment on Tom Brady within the hour having announced his retirement again. It's funny what one extra year can do. Because we're getting a lot in the Twitch chat room. You know, the first caller that we got there is kind of like, I wish he would have retired last year. Really? He finished second in the MVP voting last year. He threw for like 5,000 yards last year. Who the hell wanted him to retire last year?
And a couple of the texts that are coming in, Brady unretires and goes to the Jets. You know, I personally think he's retiring because Miami wouldn't sign him and start him over Tua.
Totally. And that's where I'm at. To me, it was Miami or bust. Once Giselle took the kids to Miami, it was Miami or bust.
992-5877 is the number. Felipe in his first job as call screener. He's got to figure this out a little more rapidly, but we'll get him on pace at some point.
All right, we got Guillermo from Fort Myers.
Guillermo, good morning. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Mark, nice to talk to you as well, David. Well, you know, Dolphins fan my whole life. It's a day of just a little sad to watch greatness kind of go away. I remember watching the first Brady Super Bowl with my grandfather. So him retiring is almost like all of a sudden somebody's leaving. You know, the last piece of one of the last pieces of what connects you to your grandparents and people that have passed. And that's kind of what I think of is that first Super Bowl that I got to watch with my granddad. And one, who's this guy from Michigan, this backup quarterback that's all of a sudden winning a Super Bowl? And here we are 20-plus years later watching greatness retire. And that's one of those last pieces that connects you to the past. And so there's sadness in that. And I, as a Dolphins fan, I tried. I tried hard, but I could never hate the guy. So that's what I look back on.
Thanks for the phone call. Appreciate it. And that's, you know, you got to appreciate greatness. You don't always have to like it. With Jordan, I was a Piston fan. I didn't like Jordan. I knew he was great, but he was beating my team.
Yeah, I'm a Knicks fan. I have to admit, I love Jordan. And even as he was, you know, keeping my team from a championship that they're now 50 plus years waiting for. But yeah, I'm a greatness guy. If you're great, I'm a fan.
Who's up next, Felipe?
We got Peter from Bonita Springs.
Pete in Bonita. Hello, Peter. How are you?
Hey, what's going on, gentlemen? Good morning.
Good morning.
You know, I just wanted to talk about TB12. You know, as a longtime New England fan, grew up, obviously, as a child, watching Brett Bledsoe take over that organization with Parcells. When Brady came into the league, he was the man we all wanted him to be, but we never knew what he was going to be right away because we were all Bledsoe crazy. And to watch this play out the way it has, it's been kind of remarkable. And, you know, he's definitely a once-in-a-lifetime player, generational kind of guy. And, you know, it's not the ending, I think, that all Tom Brady fans wanted to see, but I think the majority of people would agree that if it wasn't going to be someplace where he could go and win a Super Bowl immediately, that this is kind of how it had to go.
Thanks for the phone call. Appreciate it.
Twitch chat room, Deadstruck says, all I can think when I think of Brady is that he really screwed up his marriage. Or Kenny says, or I'm glad he's gone. Okay, the dialogue can finally move on from a bygone era.
9925877. We'll take more calls coming up after the break. Those of you on hold, wait patiently if you would. We'll get your calls in right after we go to break, or if you want to call back, you can do that as well. You can text the show. 21,000 is the number if you want to text and do not want to call for your comments on Tom Brady's retirement.
A historic bonus hour of Miller and Moulton. We have not taken phone calls as a show on this station in 7 years, but Tom Brady retired.
So we came out of phone call retirement to make this happen. I don't know if it'll be a regular feature in hour number four. I know David would want to immediately.
Not sure what has to happen next in the sports world for us to take phone calls again. I mean, this is up there.
And the fact that I suggested it is even more up there.
And I love the fact that we got someone in our Twitch chat room says, oh, you're taking calls. I'm not listening anymore. Yes. First time in 7 years. What a bunch of blankety blanks we are.
Miller and Moulton taking your phone calls. Really, we are on the Florida Sports Network.
You're listening to Miller and Moulton exclusively on the Florida Sports Network.
21 minutes past the hour, the bonus hour of Miller and Moulton, a historic bonus hour. First off, breaking news, an hour and 10 minutes ago or thereabouts, Tom Brady announcing his retirement again, poking fun at himself in the retirement, going, you know, I know, big speech and everything last year, can't do that again, so short and simple. His eyes were welling up with emotion when he was making the 54-second announcement on his Twitter handle. And we're taking your phone calls. That's right. Miller and Moulton in the bonus hour. Since Lake City, Tampa, St. Pete, and Port Charlotte to Venice, they're out of the equation. 992-5877. You heard me. 992-5877.
In other shocking developments, this was my idea. David has always been the guy who wants to take calls, and I've always told him, why?
Right.
And literally during the break, I typed in, you know what we should probably do? We should probably take some calls because Tom Brady retired.
And once I got done picking myself up off the floor, we started answering your calls.
So let's go to the calls now. Tim in the Cape is up next. Hello, Tim. Good morning. How are you?
Hey, guys, I'm doing well. I was in the Cape, but I was on hold so long, I'm in Sarasota now. All I want to know is what is the over and under for reconciliation?
With the Patriots, Bucks, or Giselle?
Giselle, wait a minute, what's the most important thing with Giselle?
Well, I think Giselle's ship has sailed. I think Tom needed to retire a second time in the summer. I mean, reportedly, she gave him the ultimatum, and he chose year three with the Bucks. And she went, okay, good luck.
Yep, he took football over her.
Yep. Well, you know, Mark, what they say. Can't get another year in the NFL, but you go get another one. Look just like, well, maybe.
Maybe not. He might be able to. I mean, Leo's been putting them on the shelf and picking up a new one every other week, it seems like.
I mean, you know, goodness knows if he doesn't have game, you know, what do the rest of us have? But, okay. Good luck, Tom, in retirement. Meanwhile, Greg Olson's like, I still get to do this year's Super Bowl, right? I mean, I know he's available and all, but, I mean, come on. I get to do one, right? Yes, Greg, you get to do one.
Fox now trying desperately to get Brady on set for Super Bowl coverage, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, Mark, I got to admit, I'd like to think $375 million could get a guy to, you know, show up in Phoenix and do about 10 hours worth of work.
Can't you see Brady doing Radio Row this year?
Tom, you're meeting with WWCN in Fort Myers. Yes, what?
You've got them at 9:10 today, Tom. What? I'm going back to play for the Bucks is what I'm going to do.
Yeah, man, oh, man. 992-5877. Okay, your reaction to Tom Brady, the end of an era. Okay, we're going with it, folks. We're trusting that this is for real.
Mike in Bonita Springs is up next. Hello, Mike.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Doing great.
I just want to say if it is true and the news is what it is, I think it's a sad day in sports. If you're a sports person, I mean, I'm a Browns fan and a Buckeye, but you know, I witnessed greatness, and I will miss those matchups with him and Peyton and whoever throughout the year. So take a pause for a moment and enjoy what we just got to see.
No doubt, Mike. Thanks for the phone call. Appreciate it.
I mean, he didn't really play as a rookie, which was 2000. So the last time that the NFL went about its business and Tom Brady was not a part of the league was literally the 20th century.
In Felipe's life, because he was born in 2000, Tom Brady has been in the league his entire life.
Correct.
It's going to be weird, I will say.
I would think more so for the 20 and 30-something sports fan who's had Brady. Every memory of their football life has some either, you know, positives that you were a Patriot fan or he was beating your team.
But think about our last caller. I mean, he's a Buckeye fan. And he just said, I'm going to miss Brady. So he's a Browns fan. And, of course, you know, they haven't been able to get out of their own way during Tom's entire career. So he easily could have been jealous of Brady and all the success that the Patriots had. And then, as a Buckeye, he's watching the Michigan guy win all these games. Seriously? And he's going to miss him.
Well, he doesn't really have many Ohio State quarterbacks to root for in the league, David.
Oh, no, that is true. That is true. A lot of other positions. Wide receiver, running back, DBs, a lot of other positions. Quarterbacks, not so much. Because you guys don't get to claim Joe Burrow. Remember, he was only good enough to be second team for you.
992-5877 is the number if you want to chime in on TB12 retiring. Again, this time we think for good. Did it on Twitter this morning, a little after 8 o'clock.
I will miss Brady. I said it a year ago. You know, I will miss him. I miss greatness, and I'll just, you know, this last year, did he look a little different than he had ever looked? Yeah. You know, the quote unquote father time win. Okay, a little bit. Let me tell you, did you think father time was winning in 2021? I mean, Brady put father time to the test. You got to admit, Brady took father time to the last round, and father time won on a decision. Close.
You know, the other side of this, too, is that when we saw Peyton retire and we knew Brady inevitably was retiring, you and I had all these conversations of what the quarterbacks are going to look like in the league. And you could argue Brady's leaving the league with better quarterbacking than it's ever had.
Well, here's the irony, though. Brady retiring now a second time, if you're just joining us. That news from Tom Brady an hour and 15 minutes ago. And if Aaron Rodgers is going to be traded, and you know Green Bay is going to want to send him to the AFC, and the Jets are literally jumping up and down. So now you look at the NFC quarterback picture, and you take Rodgers and Brady out of it. Who's the best quarterback in the NFC?
Oh,
I mean,
boy.
Is he quarterbacking the Eagles in the Super Bowl?
I think so.
Is it the guy in Minnesota?
It's Hurts.
Okay. Remember, a year ago, he couldn't play. A year ago, we said, you know, the Eagles would be a nice team if they had a quarterback. So that's how wide open the NFC is. You know, that's why, to me, if I was Sean Payton, I wanted the Carolina gig. You know, let me try something even in Arizona, because the NFC can be taken over here by somebody who gets their act together quickly.
Think about who the other quarterbacks are. I mean, Kirk Cousins, Jared Goff.
Hey, what if Justin Fields is the answer? How quickly could the Bears be a force?
I know you don't want to hear it, but the guy for the Giants looked a lot better this year. If he continues on the path he's on, how about your Giants, David?
I mean, if Jared Goff plays in 23 the way he played in 22, are the Lions one of the top three teams in the NFC? This is fun. See what happens. Brady retires. We take calls. Madness.
Welcome back to Miller and Moulton, only on the Florida Sports Network.
Home stretch of Miller and Moulton, the bonus hour on the day that Tom Brady announced his retirement for a second time. He announced it at roughly 12 minutes after 8 this morning on his Twitter account. Less than a minute he took, casually dressed on what looked like a Florida beach. The wind rustling behind him and some dunes, some nice high rises. He just held the phone out and let it rip. Short, sweet, to the point. Eyes welling up with emotion at a couple different times. Thanking everyone, but calling it a career. And to call it legendary would be an understatement. So we'll take him at his word and say that this is the end for Tom Brady. All those years in New England, the final three in Tampa. 10 trips to the big game, 7 wins.
2 of them today.
Really?
Yeah. He won the 04 Super Bowl today.
Okay, 03 season. Oh, that was Timberlake and Janet at halftime.
You got it. And beat the Seahawks today.
Oh. The interception at the goal line.
Yep.
When everybody in Seattle's still going, why are we not give Marshawn the ball? What's remarkable is, I mean, except for the last one, every one of his Super Bowls was close. It's the other thing. It's why, you know, his legend is even bigger than what the resume says it is. I mean, final drive to beat the Rams, final drive to beat the Panthers. You know, loses on essentially the last drive less than 30 seconds ago against the Giants. You know, loses on a touchdown with less than a minute to go against the Giants. Beats Seattle at the goal line. You know, after leading them to two, they were down 10 in the fourth, the two late scores to take the lead. But they're going to lose late again. And then they don't. I mean, just honestly, the game against the Chiefs was the only one in which it was like, this sucker's over.
9925877. Yep, you heard it. That's a phone number. You can call it and chime into the show. It takes a Tom Brady retirement for this show to take phone calls. Not last year's retirement, but this year's retirement.
Correct. Last year, no big deal. This year, we think it's going to hold. 9925877. First time in 7 years, by the way, we've taken phone calls on this station, just so you know. I mean, that's historic, right? I mean, it's not Brady retiring, but it's noteworthy.
And it may be the last time for 7 years.
Or ever. Because we're day to day. So, you know, we're just tough to think about 2030 right about now.
Wow.
I know. I'm hoping just to live.
Exactly. How many Super Bowls will Patrick Mahomes play in between now and 2030?
Okay. So do we count this one or no?
Yeah, count this. This one counts.
Okay. So, all right. And so we've got seven more after it. So, potentially, the number could be as high as 8, correct?
Right.
Okay. Over, under 2.5.
That's exactly where I would have gone. And I think most people would go over.
I did too. I'll go under.
I would too. Because it's that damn hard. And as you pointed out earlier on our show today, their window, while open right now, is closing.
Well, even, you know, Brady's historic run in New England. So they go to the 3 and 4 years, and they win all three. Well, Mahomes now has been to 3 and 5 years. We'll see if he can win a second. And then Brady and the Patriots were excellent pretty much every year. But from the 05 season through the 2012 season, I mean, that was 8 years in a row. They didn't win the Super Bowl. They went to 2. As good as they were during that 8-year run, they only got there twice, and they lost to the Giants both times.
And to be able to retool, which is what Kansas City would have to do a couple of times over that term to get it done, is something we've not seen by anybody but the Patriots.
And really, it was 9 years, because in 2013, Peyton and the Broncos beat the Patriots in the title game, and then Denver got blown out by Seattle. So, 05 through 2013, 9 seasons, Patriots didn't win a Super Bowl. Any of the 9. Went to it twice. And that's Brady, Belichick, and the Patriots. Imagine if after, you know, they won their third Super Bowl there in 04. And we said, hey, in the next 9 years, how many times are Brady and the Patriots going to go to the Super Bowl? We put the over under 2.5. And we all would have taken the over, and we all would have lost. But have no idea if he'll ever divulge whether or not he would have kept playing if Miami was interested. But I do think it was interesting that Miami, and, you know, they had to make it public that they were not interested in pursuing Brady. And then not too many business days later, Brady announces his retirement. And, you know, I mean, we all have our opinions watching famous people from afar. and trying to read body language and the gossip and, you know, what do you think? What do you think? But for whatever it's worth, I thought it was Miami or bust.
The funny thing is, this is exactly 1 year to the date from the first retirement.
No.
It is. And I saw that on the site where I, you know, usually we do Today Was a Day When, but we haven't been doing that, so I didn't do my prep work for it. But I was just looking for some things, trying to see what Super Bowls were played today during the last break. And it was February 1st, 2022, when he made the announcement.
I have to admit, if I was advising him, I would have said, don't do it on the same day.
Exactly.
Because people think since you didn't stick to the first one, you're not going to stick to the second. You know, do it the 31st. He's like, well, I can't do that. I got a movie premiere. All right, let's do it the second.
Will you be mad if he unretires?
Mad?
Yes. You know.
No, I won't be mad. I must admit, I'll start to go, wow, he's a little messed up here. Unless he's unretiring because Miami's changed their mind. Unless Stephen Ross calls him up and says, I don't know what the hell Chris Greer's talking about. If you want to keep playing, okay,
now that,
keep playing here.
That would have been the great video. As he's recording that I'm retiring, the call comes in from Stephen Ross. He's, hey, hold on 1 second.
By the way, Felipe, since you're anti-Brady, okay, replacing Tua as quarterback of the Dolphins, which for now we have to assume is a moot point. So humor me, Felipe. Tua gets hurt in September. You okay if the Dolphins pick up the phone and call the old man?
He's
yes,
not.
Yes.
I can tell you right now, he answered yes, but I read the body language. The shoulders sulked a little bit. The hand started moving. The head bobbed in a circular. It didn't really bob. It just kind of moved in a circular motion. And then he spit out yes because he felt he had to.
Call Derek Carr instead. I don't know.
No. Remember, it's September. All the quarterbacks have found their respective homes. Your guy gets hurt. You're calling someone who's sitting on their couch. That's the only thing that's available. When a guy gets hurt in season, you have to call people who are sitting on their couch.
Skylar Thompson, Tom Brady.
Is Jameis on his couch?
No.
Jameis is probably holding a clipboard somewhere. So, but hold on. Let's just assume he's on his couch. So you're going to call Jameis in September when Tua gets hurt over Brady?
Yes.
Felipe,
you're fired.
Yeah, you're fired, and, or at least not allowed to talk on the air for a week.
You know I don't actually mean that, but I don't want this. The reason why I never really wanted Brady to come to Miami is because I didn't want the media storm to follow him into
Miami. Who cares? First off, the Dolphins haven't gotten any attention for a generation. Why is it you don't want the media storm?
Right.
Secondly, when is a Miami sports fan never wanted the media storm? That's all Miami sports is. I mean, this makes no sense, Felipe. You're having an out-of-body experience. You just said out loud you would have taken Jameis Winston over Tom Brady next year at quarterback.
And it's recorded. Honestly, we can play it back to you.
If I want to be good, I don't want to do it the Tom Brady way.
Right.
I don't want to do it the Tampa Bay Buccaneers way.
The Tom Brady way. You mean winning?
Over and over and over
it's
again.
It's ridiculous. It's ridiculous. I want a healthy way of winning, not this hangover. You know,
wait, I just, you do know that the championships all count the same, you know. I mean, just, you know, we don't put asterisks, oh, this was a healthy one. This one was a hungover one. You know, this was at the beginning of our run. This was at the end of our run.
Brady's run.
And the irony, you don't even like Tua.
It's not that I don't like Tua. It's that I didn't want him in the first place. We drafted him injured.
Brady has messed up a whole generation of sports fans. He really has. The Miami, the New York, they don't know how to handle him playing, retired, sitting on his couch, just, you know, broadcasting for Fox. And don't think just because he starts broadcasting that the phone won't ring. I mean, Aikman's talked about he was retired a couple years. Andy Reid called him when Donovan McNabb got hurt. The Dolphins, Dave Wannstedt called Aikman when he was retired, and Jay Fiedler got hurt or whatever and was like, hey, how long would it take you to get ready? I mean, Aikman's done interviews about this. And he had retired like 2 years earlier when Wanstead called. He'd been retired like 4 years when Andy Reid called him. I mean, Mark, come on. We went through it. How long after Barry Sanders retired was Barry Sanders still getting phone calls going, hey.
Had to be 3-4 years.
The Dolphins called him, I think, when Ricky retired. Barry's last year was 98. He retired before the 99 season. Ricky retired in like 03, 04. And the Dolphins called him. Said, could you know.
Just making sure.
Yeah, are you sure? He's a running back who hadn't played in 4 years. And they called him.
I can tell you right now, he's not coming back. He's not coming back.
Well, in 31 places, I agree. But he's going to move to Miami, and his kids are going to be in Miami.
And they're going to need a starting quarterback at some point next year.
And when Tua gets hurt, okay, they're going to call him.
And he's going to say no.
Maybe.
No. You know what? I hope I'm wrong so that, you know, we can replay this and it'd make for great radio. I am guaranteeing, Charles Barkley style, guaranteeing that Tom Brady will never play a game in the NFL ever
now
again.
That's very different than what we said. Once again, you listen to us, but you don't hear us. Okay? We're saying Tua's going to get hurt and Stephen Ross is going to call him. We're not saying he's going to unretire and play, but we are telling you, based on Tua's history, each of the last 4 years, he's gotten hurt, pro and college. And when that happens, they're all in on this team, all the money, the whole deal, and they're going to go, 804-year-old Tom Brady, Skylar Thompson, what's our best option?
They might call, but all I am saying is
once
that
again,
he will say no.
That's all we're saying.
Right, and I'm saying that he will say no.
Okay. We'll see.
Okay. I mean, you know, maybe he likes Kevin Burkhardt that much.
Well, we hear he's a tremendous guy. In case you missed any of the show today, Seth Everett telling us that during his interview in the 8 o'clock hour. Go to floridasportsnetwork.com to download any part of the show that you may have missed from today on this historic day on a lot of fronts. I mean, sure, Tom Brady retired. We took phone calls.
Right. Let's get to the lead story, okay? First time in 7 years we took phone calls on this show, on this station. I mean, you know, Brady's retired, what, twice in 12 months? I mean, big deal. We haven't done this in 7 years.
We had a 7-year itch for phone calls.
It. Right. No idea if we'll do it again. Miller and Moulton. So 21,000 is our text line. And let us know your thoughts on Brady retiring. You know, treat this one as if it's going to take. But if you don't think it's going to take, let us know that as well. So, Rob in our Twitch chat room, over under what week Brady's wearing number 12 for the Dolphins. He says week 5. That's funny.
Tom Brady retires again.
Felipe, 4 years from now, we'll do it when LeBron retires, okay? We'll take calls.
Four?
Yeah, that's what I think. I think it'll be about 4. Miller and Moulton. Have a great rest of your day. Thanks for listening. Florida Sports Network.